Well, good morning. I don't know if I want to give you any of the announcements this morning because we can have the best of plans, but then life happens, right? Life happens. And we are here. So, we were going to have Confirmation Sunday today, but one of our confirmands, as the email went out yesterday, one of our confirmands tested positive for COVID. And so they're staying put for a while, and we'll have to figure out what we're going to be doing in the next several weeks as to get, having that special day for them and for all of us. For it is indeed a celebration of faith, of where what God is up to in each and every one of our lives. So take notice of what's happening this week. Consul, you're meeting, I think you're meeting right up here. On Tuesday, because we have other activities going on in the church at the same time. But plans will change, you know, just to be alert, be alert. And then next week, next Sunday, you can read for yourself what the activities of the day, both in the Sunday morning and then a farewell and retirement celebration for someone at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I might show up, you know. And please. So, okay, are we ready to worship? If you are, please stand and let us read responsibly our call to worship as we prepare our hearts and lives for the reading of the scriptures and the proclamation of his word. As the sun rises in the morning, from the highest mountains to the deepest seas,
let all creation proclaim the name of the Lord, for God alone is worthy to be praised.
God alone makes all things new.
All praise, glory, and honor be yours forever.
Let's continue with these thoughts by singing together number 55, All Creatures of Our God and King. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. O burning sun with golden beam and silver moon and softer stream. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. O rushing wind so wild and strong, O cloud that sail in heaven along, O praise him, alleluia. O rising morn in praise rejoice, O light of evening find a voice, O praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Cool flowing water, pure and clear, make music for your Lord to hear. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And all of you with tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Alleluia, alleluia. All you who pain and sorrow bear, trust God and on him cast your care. Oh, praise him, Oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let all things your Creator bless and worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. 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 Heavenly Father, we are here to praise you, your Son, and your Spirit. For as we look upon creation and knowing that you have created it all, we still, along with you, say it is very, very good. Help us in these days, O Lord, to look to you and to be inspired by your creativity of nature, to allow us to continue to be the people you have created us to be. We thank you for the gift of salvation that provides the steps that we need to take in order to be at one with you and at one with one another as we hear your call to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself, and to love one another. Open our hearts and our minds to hear your word and to respond in appropriate ways for your glory, O God, and neighbor's good. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let us indeed hear God's word as it declares the glory of God through nature and the glory of God as experienced in heaven itself.
Got it. Our first reading is Psalms 148, and you'll find it on page 480. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the highs above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn and praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. And our second reading is from Revelations 21, 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who has seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give drink without cost from the spring of the water of life."
Amen. At this time, we'll call upon our ushers to receive our morning tithes and gifts, as well as the collection for the Congo Kids this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the resources you have gifted to us. All good gifts come from you. And the ability to earn and the ability to share out of the abundance of what you have given to us. Bless these gifts, O Lord, we pray. Use them for the furtherance of the good news of Jesus Christ in and through this place and the people that make this a part of their lives, their journey with you. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and give praise to God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated. Join with me as we together approach the throne and offer to Him our praise, thanksgivings, and supplications. To you, O God, who is worthy to be praised, as we gather in this place, we give you thanks for who you are and what you continue to do in hearts and lives of people. And it is you, O Lord, who invites us into your presence to ask of you things that we need. In fact, you have told us that if we have not, it's because we ask not. But you encourage us to ask anything in your name, and it will be done unto us. And so as we gather together, we offer to you our prayers and our supplications, and knowing that you are not only hearing and listening, but you are already responding in a way that will bring about your will in and through our lives and the people that we pray for. And so we pray. Father, we pray for those who have been subjected these days to COVID. Lord, it's getting closer to home, and we know people that are getting this virus. We pray for your healing upon these people. We pray, O Lord, for wisdom as to what next steps we all need to be taking as we experience this uptick in the COVID virus, that we would be able to put to rest this pandemic. Father, we pray that there would be more willingness upon people's lives to do what needs to be done in order to get this behind us. Watch over our families, watch over our young people, watch over our children, watch over us, O Lord. And give us the strength to weather what comes before us. Lord, we pray for the family of Steve Nadolski as they lost their loved one today, our friend who has been a part of this church for many years, is now at home with you, in your presence. And we ask, O Lord, that in these days of sorting through and pondering the question, that this family will see some sign of your kingdom and would be drawn to ask the questions, would be drawn into your presence and to feel your love and your strength for the days ahead. Father, this is Police Safety Officer Week, and we thank you for the men and women who serve us 24/7. We only know just a bit as to all that they do for us to keep us all safe. And whether it is driving from neighborhood to neighborhood or going into harm's way, and we pray for wisdom and understanding in each of these situations, that they would do the right thing as they continue to protect us from the evil that is around us. Keep these men and women safe themselves, O Lord. Continue to bless them with your wisdom. And those who are in charge and oversee the force, O Lord, we pray for wisdom and understanding for them as they move forward in keeping these cities, the towns, the counties safe. We thank you for each one of them and for the sacrifice that they give each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them. Father, we continue to look to you, because as I have said already, we can plan and plan some more, and yet then life happens. But what the difference is, O Lord, is that you are always with us, that no matter what happens, you are very present to guide and to lead us as we keep our focus on you. Thank you for such a promise and for such a reality that we experience. May we be found grateful, and may we be found expressing this gratitude to others, to showing others of what good things and marvelous things you have done in our midst. It is in your name that we pray. Amen and amen. Let's turn in our hymnals to number 581 that speaks of love. As we understand God, who is love, he calls us into that loving relationship and calls us to be that love in the world in which we live. 581, though I may speak with bravest fires. With bravest fire and have the gift to all inspire, and have not love, my words are vain as sounding brass and hopeless gain. Though I may give all I possess, and striving so my love profess, but not be given by love within, the prophet soon turn strangely thin. Come, Spirit, come, our hearts control, our spirits long to be made whole. Let inward by this we worship and be free. Let's turn in our Bibles to John chapter 13. John 13, we're reading two verses today. Jesus is in the upper room. He is in the midst of celebrating the Passover Seder. And it is the beginning of his final message to his disciples before he suffers and dies on the cross. Hear the words as Jesus speaks to them of a new commandment. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Love one another. It is the simplest, the clearest, and the hardest command of all. It's sort of like telling an 8-year-old boy to listen. It seems like an easy enough instruction, but for the 8-year-old boy, listening is about the hardest thing to do, except maybe to be still. Love one another. Jesus' words sound so very easy, but when we really get down to trying to live that out, us weak, broken, and sinful creatures, it is not so very simple at all. Yet this is nothing less than what Jesus commands of us. And this command stands at the very heart of Christianity. It encapsulates the full spirit of discipleship. And when it comes to following Jesus, there is nothing more important than to love one another as Christ has loved us. Do we really love in this way? Do we really want to love this way? One Christian has written, "It is decidedly impractical to love as Jesus loves. It's amazing to me that we church people aren't mad at Jesus more than what we are, for his teachings challenge much of what we hold so dear. But if you read the Bible closely, prepared to be bothered by the word. It is so easy to say, love one another, but it is such a difficult thing to do. We don't have to look too far to see that we quite so often fail at loving one another. We have defined one another so tightly that it means only love the people who reinforces the sense of who you are. We ostracize entire populations because of ageism or racism or sexism or any other number of isms. We bully people who are different from us. We gossip and we talk ugly about our peers or coworkers. We hold grudges when someone acts contrary to our desires or otherwise hurts us. I believe we can think of all kinds of ways that we can do everything except love one another. And often this happens because we define love so narrowly, or we put love of ourselves above love of others. Ultimately, love shows itself more fully, not by self-service or by simple declarations of affection, but by the service we render to the ones we profess to love, especially service that inconveniences us and that calls us to sacrifice. You see, love, the kind of love that Jesus commands of us, is all about the other person. Such love overflows into service, and not in order to show off how hardworking it is, but because of its natural form. This is the kind of love that God has for us, the love that Jesus showed to this world during his time walking amongst us. And it may take a long while to understand this greatly vast kind of love, maybe a lifetime. But it is also at the core of getting to know who the true God is and what God is calling us to do. And here's what we need to know about the love that Jesus demands of his disciples that night in the upper room just before he was arrested. There is no greater love than this. This love that Jesus asks of us is more than just loving your neighbor as yourself. When Jesus says to us, love one another as I have loved you, he's telling us to take ourselves completely out of the equation. True love is all about the other person. The love that Jesus asks of us is all about serving God by being obedient and by serving the needs of others. And isn't this exactly what Jesus did? Throughout his ministry on earth, Jesus emphasized that he was in constant communion with God the Father. Remember, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. But that obedient love took Jesus into some amazing places. Jesus' obedient love took him to a wedding in Cana of Galilee, where he turned water into wine. Jesus' obedient love took him to a well where he encountered a prostitute and forgave her. It brought him face to face with the Pharisees, who Jesus taught with patience and love, even as they hurled insults at him. Jesus' obedient love carried him among crowds where he healed lepers, paralytics, and a perpetually bleeding woman. Jesus' obedient love took him to the tomb of a dear deceased friend who walked out alive only moments later. Jesus' obedient love took him all the way to the cross, where he died in obedience to God's will and taught all of us a great lesson about the love of God. Certainly, the love that Jesus shows us and asks of us is a sacrificial love. But that sacrifice is born out of complete love of God and obedience to God's will. It is unconditional, including everyone and excluding no one. Where will such obedience love take us? Let me tell you a story of a preacher at a church in the slums of New York. He tells of a remarkable Easter story. I will speak it in the first person. It was Easter Sunday, and I was so tired at the end of the day that I just went to the edge of the platform, pulled down my tie, and sat down, draping my feet over the edge. It was a wonderful service with many people who came forward in response to my preaching, and many were still kneeling at the altar of prayer. And as I sat there, I looked up the middle aisle, and there in about the third row was a man who looked about 50. He was disheveled and filthy. We have homeless people coming in all the time, asking for money or for whatever. So as I sat there, I said to myself, though I am ashamed of it now, what a way to end Easter Sunday. I have had such a good time preaching and ministering, and here's a fellow probably wanting some money for some more booze. The man walked up to me. When he got about 5 feet from me, I smelled a horrible smell worse than anything I had smelled in my life. It was so awful that I could barely face the man to speak to him. Yet I took a deep breath and asked him, "What is your name?" "David." "How long have you been on the street?"
6 years.
"How old are you?"
32.
He looked 50, hair matted, front teeth missing, wino, eyes slightly gazed. "Where did you sleep last night, David?"
"In an abandoned truck."
"Well, I keep in my back pocket a money clip that also holds some credit cards." I fumbled to pull the clip out, thinking, "I'll give him some money." Usually we don't give money to people, but we usually take him to get something to eat. But I was just too tired. So I took the money out, and David pushed his finger in front of me and said, "I don't want your money. I want this Jesus, the one you are talking about, because I'm not going to make it. I'm going to die out on the street." I completely forgot about David, and I started to weep for myself. I was going to give a couple of dollars to someone God had sent to me just to get him out of my hair. I was only concerned about myself. See how easy it is? I could make the excuse I was tired, and yet there is no excuse. I was not seeing him the way God sees him. I was not feeling what God feels. But oh, did that change. David just stood there. He didn't know what was happening as something came over me and I started to weep deeply. Then David began to weep. And he fell against my chest as I was sitting there. And he fell against my white shirt and tie. And I put my arms around him, and there we wept on each other. The smell of this person became a beautiful aroma. Here is what I thought the Lord made real to me. If you don't love this smell, I cannot use you. Because this is why I called you where you are. This is what you are to be about. You are about this smell. Christ changed David's life. He started memorizing portions of scripture that were incredible. We got him a place to live. We hired him in the church to do maintenance, and we got his teeth fixed. He was a handsome man when he came out of the hospital. He spent 6 days being detoxed. He spent that Thanksgiving at my house. He also spent Christmas at my house. When we were exchanging presents, he pulled out a little thing and he said, "This is for you." And it was a little white hanky. It was the only thing he could afford. A year later, David got up and talked about his conversion to Christ. And the minute he took the mic, he began to speak. I said to myself, "This man is a preacher." This past Easter, we ordained David, and he is an associate minister of a church over in New Jersey. Christ had changed my heart that day as well. I had been so close to saying, "Here, take this. I'm a busy preacher." End of story. Love one another. Love is about so much more than convenience. It's about obedience, whatever the cost. For the preacher in the slums of New York, the cost was a smelly hug from a drunken homeless man. And for Christ, that cost was ultimately the cross. There are certainly costs for us as well. if we take this command from Jesus seriously. Loving Jesus' way means that we will die to self, but isn't that the key to life? And loving this way isn't safe or comfortable, but it's the only way to find joy and happiness and true freedom. Our time will fill up as we take moments to tell others about the amazing love of Christ. Our wallets will lighten as we donate to God's purposes. We will have to work against the cynicism and the skepticism of others, and we might even lose friends in the process. But ultimately, it's not about us anyway. Love is all about the other person. That's all that Jesus was saying to us as he spoke with the disciples in the upper room. The newness of this commandment from Jesus isn't a matter of never having heard these words before, but it's a matter of the mode of this love, the depth and the type of this love that overflows into service, not in order to show off how hardworking it is, but because that it is love's natural form. This is the love that we were made for, and this is the badge that the Christian community wears before a watching world. What will the world see when they watch us? Will they see the obedient and sacrificial love of Jesus? Do people know that you are a disciple of Christ by how you love? It is all gathered up in one little word, love. What Christ asks of us is to be unselfish, generous, obeying God, and using our lives for others, not merely for personal interest or our own ends. And when we can love one another in such a way, our love of God will grow as well. And we will know more fully God's unconditional love for us. My prayer today is that we will remember Christ's great love for us, and that we will rise from this place strengthened to share that same love with others. The command from Jesus is clear, and the choice is ours. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, Jesus says, you should also love one another. May God's love find new expressions in and through each and every one of us. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the new commandment that it's not new at all, but throughout the pages of the book that you wrote, it is filled with commands for us to love you, to love God, and to love one another, to love our neighbor, to find expression of the love you have poured into our hearts express to others. May we this week be mindful of this command. May we be mindful and to find ways that we can love others as you have loved us. And may our expressions of this love will tell others that we are different from the rest of the world, and that they will know that they know that they know that we are followers of Jesus. Not because we talk about it, but because we demonstrate it through love. This is your will. Help us to be obedient to that will. By your Spirit, by your grace and mercy, we move and walk forward. In your name we pray, amen and amen. Our closing hymn is found on page 439. Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. 439. And as you find it, please stand. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercy crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every humbling heart. Breathe, oh, breathe thy let us all in thee inherit. Let us find thy promise rest. Take away our bent to sinning, Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning, set our hearts at liberty. Come Almighty to deliver, let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and ever, nevermore thy temples leave. Take, we would be always blessing, serve thee as the host above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Love one another. Such a simple term, such a simple command, such a profound command. May God's Holy Spirit, and through his word, may we become agents of God's love, so that when the world out there sees you, they will see Jesus. And they will know that you are a follower of Jesus because you love so much. Wow. Love one another. That's the challenge for today. And as we go, let us turn to each other and bless one another, that being at peace, we may be able to love. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious, gracious, gracious to you. The Lord lives.